AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Dow's been down more than 100 points after this morning's open following yesterday's no vote in Greece to financial bailout terms. This morning, the Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, resigned after clashing with European officials in the bailout talks. Financial expert Megan Green.
I think that Varoufakis resigning is a nice gesture, but fundamentally doesn't change a whole lot. I think Tsipras himself has burned a lot of bridges as well, and that the creditors aren't keen to negotiate with him.
Greek banks are running out of cash and facing the danger of collapse within days without new financial aid. Greece now under pressure to reach a bailout deal quickly with creditors. Here at home, the commander-in-chief goes to the Pentagon this afternoon to hear from military leaders about the fight against the Islamic State group. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is at the Pentagon.
The president's making a rare trip here to visit with military leaders on the campaign's progress. It comes after what the U.S.-led coalition calls one of the most sustained aerial operations against the militants, a wave of weekend airstrikes in eastern Syria. But the militants continue holding vital ground there and in Iraq, despite months of coalition bombing. The president has acknowledged the U.S. does not have a complete strategy for training Iraqi troops to carry out ground missions, and efforts to train Syrian rebels are also sputtering. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Pope Francis says mass in Ecuador a couple of hours from now. More than a million people are expected to attend. Thousands are in line already. Team USA captain Kerry Lloyd says the legacy of the big World Cup soccer win last night against Japan is that hard work and sacrifice make dreams come true. The U.S. beat Japan 5-2. This is AP Radio News. You've seen in the movies those future traders going wild in the trading pits in New York and Chicago. Well, all of that is passing into history at the close of business today. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Futures trading used to be a frenzied business with buying and selling, setting the prices for cattle, crops, gold, and dozens of commodities. Computers replaced many of the brightly dressed traders who yelled and shoved and used hand signals. Now the futures pits in Chicago and New York are closing. The floor where S&P 500 stock futures and futures options are traded will remain open, and floor trading continues at the New York Stock Exchange. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Oreos for grown-ups. That's what the company calls them, and they tell us that Oreo Thins are not meant to be pulled apart before you eat them, and they have 20 fewer calories than the Oreos that are twisted and pulled apart. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.